Ugh, my mom asked to see my phone last night so she could look at my texts. Can you believe that?
Wow. Honestly, though, I kind of get it. Parents just want to keep us safe.
But it's my phone. I'm not hiding anything, so it feels like she doesn't trust me.
I get that. But think about all the ugly stuff online, cyberbullying, scams, creepy people. Parents worry because they have heard about kids getting mixed up in things they don't know how to handle.
Sure, but going through my private messages won't make me safer. I don't like being spied on. I'm just going to create a secret account.
But what if someone was harassing you and you were too frightened to tell your parents? They'd see that and could step in and help.
Or my mom could just talk to me and trust me to come to her. I think parents should teach us how to handle things, not invade our privacy.
Yeah, maybe. I guess it's about balance, guidance without crossing the line.
Exactly. Trust goes both ways.
Talk about it. What kind of dangers are on the internet? Have you ever encountered one? How do you feel about parents monitoring their child's texts and social media? Word bank. Harm. The untrue news article caused a lot of harm. Monitor. Mrs. Case monitors the 8th grade study hall. Invasion. Bill felt it was an invasion of his privacy when his boss looked at his Facebook account. Spy. Jack and his friends have been spying on the house on the corner all summer. Creepy. Sarah said she felt the house was creepy and wanted to go home. Frightened. All of the kids were frightened when dark clouds suddenly appeared and it got really windy. Invade. The kids didn't feel the teacher had a right to invade their privacy. Guidance. Mr. Johnson offers guidance to kids who want to talk about going to college. More information. Cyberbully. Scam. Harass.